Vous écoutez la radio étudiante de Ljubljana en 89.3 MHz UKV stéréo. Nous vous souhaitons propre ton et l'image tranchante.
Et Franzosi, et Franzosi, yo, yo. Oh. 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 Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Side. Francoski predsednik Emmanuel Macron je v ponedeljek zavrnil možnost imenovanja nove francoske vlade pod vodstvom na parlamentarnih volitvah zmagoslavne leve koalicije strank Nove ljudske fronte. Zavrnil je tudi imenovanje Lucie Casté na funkcijo predsednice vlade, javnosti dokaj nepoznane kandidatke, ki ni članica nobene od strank, ki tvorijo zmagoslavno fronto. Levi koaliciji kljub taktični izbiri kandidatke ni uspelo dobiti Macronovega blagoslova. Nova ljudska fronta je sicer iz parlamentarnih volitev res išla kot zmagovalka, a je za samostojno oblikovanje vlade osvojila 109 poslanskih mest premalo. Macron je svojo odločitev sporočil po pogovorih z vodjami drugih strank, ki so potekali čez vikend. Najvidnejši je bil sestanek z neformalno vodjo skrajno desne stranke Nacionalni zbor Marine Le Pen. Odločitev je predsednik utemeljil z besedami, da bi vlada Nove ljudske fronte ogrozila institucionalno stabilnost francoske države. Macron z odločitvijo o imenovanju predsednika vlade odlaša že 52 dni, kar predstavlja najdaljše obdobje v francoski peti republiki. Če bi vladi predsedoval nekdo, ki ni iz Macronovega renesančnega zavezništva, bi to bilo prvič po letu 1997 in šele tretjič v času pete francoske republike, da predsednik države in predsednik vlade ne bi prihajala iz iste stranke. Glavna nasprotja se pojavljajo med centrističnimi strankami in največjo stranko v Novi ljudski fronti, Nepokorno Francijo, pod vodstvom Jean-Luc Mélenchona. Nasprotje razloži Théo Ayolfi, politolog na Pariški univerzi Sergi.
What Macron fears most, it's clearly economic policy. Macron is a foreign liberal who's been leading a series of quite unpopular reforms about, for instance, like pushing further the age of retirement, reducing public spendings and limiting as much as he can, this by encouraging also private fund. And so all of these policies are completely against the program that the new Popular Front has set in motion. The plan here for them is to go back to a sort of Keynesian economic policy making, that is the state instead of reducing and shrinking goes back to investing a large amount of money into the economy. The point here would be to increase social services, to cancel the retirement reform. So I think I would say this is the main ideological difference. Macron is all for austerity and the classic right wing points of making the government as small as they can. Whereas the new Popular Front, even in its most moderate wing, still push for a program of going back to more public spendings.
Nasprotja med strankami izhajajo predvsem iz razlik med njihovimi političnimi programi. Ekonomska politika Nove ljudske fronte črpa predvsem iz keynesijanskih idej, medtem ko Macron in vsi desno od njega prisegajo na klasične liberalne reforme vitke države in varčevanja, ki so francoske državljane v preteklih letih večkrat pognale na ulice.
What has happened in recent years is a slow and steady demonization of Mélenchon, who is seen as who was framed by Macron and his party and elsewhere in politics by being outside the classical Republican order. Usually, this Republican divide, as we call it in France, was only a way to remove the National Front or the National Rally now. But now with national rally, it's still somewhat removed from this, although the boundaries are porous. But now it's Mélenchon's party that is seen as the sort of evil, as a demonizer, as I said. And so what that means is that many of the other parties outside the New Popular Front, whether it is Macron's Ensemble, the Republicans on the refused to validate a government that would be that would include La France Insoumise in any form and shape. And that's what they had said to the media for a while. We will not accept any government that is that includes LFI, because LFI is an outcast. LFI should not be is not an ordinary party. It is dangerous.
Mélenchon se najverjetneje zaveda svoje nepriljubljenosti v francoski narodni skupščini. Zato je tudi ponudil, da se nepokorna Francija, čeprav je med članicami leve koalicije strank zbrala največ glasov, odreče ministerskim položajem. Tako bi se zgledoval po komunistični partiji Francije iz prvotne ljudske fronte, ki po volitvah leta 1936 ni sodelovala v vladi, ampak jo je zgolj podpirala. Kakšen učinek je to imelo na pogajanjih z Macronom, razloži Ayolfi.
So what Mélenchon did by giving up on the rules is taking inspiration from what happened in 1935 when the Popular Front, you know, the main inspiration for the new coalition, decided to, there was a similar situation. The Communist Party at the time was seen as evil and not rigorous. What they said in order to prioritize stability is it said that they would support the government but not be part of it. And by doing so, Mélenchon forced the hand of the liberals and the right-wing parties, because what they had to do is, because he said, okay, so if we are not part of his government, will you still support it, or will you still let it work, or let it do the regular functions of a government? And in doing so, he forced Macron and the others to recognize that the issue was not just La France Insoumise, but also the program. And I think that's the result of the maneuver. Now Macron had to, and the other parties had to accept and admit that the reason they would vote against a government helmed by the new Popular Front is not just because it's La France Insoumise who is evil and not an ordinary party, but it's just because the party, the program doesn't work with them. And the program is not incredibly radical by any standard. It's a very traditional social democrat program.
Glavni akterji volitev so bili predvsem leva in liberalna koalicija ter skrajno desni nacionalni zbor. Toda v Narodni skupščini si je nezanemrljivo število glasov priborila tudi desno-sredinska stranka republikancev. Zagotovila si je namreč 39 stolčkov. Po sogovornikovih besedah so republikanci del Macronovih načrtov, kako obdržati predsednika vlade iz svojih vrst.
Are already very much aligned with Macron in terms of most of the other policies. Of course, Macron is a bit more liberal and a bit more centrist, but by all accounts, they were already in talks. And, you know, before these elections, Macron only had a minority government, just like the current situation here. He only had 222 MPs, which was not enough to reach the threshold. But he was sort of implicitly sanctioned by Les Républicains. So they definitely side with Macron. And what they're hoping is that they could act as the lever to, as the sort of counterbalance to the left. What Macron is hoping as a whole, and what he's encouraged many times in the letters he sent to the French people, in his recent declarations about choosing not to nominate the NFP's prime minister, is he wants a broad coalition that goes from Les Républicains, which he includes in this so-called Republican arc, up to Socialist Party, or maybe the Greens or the Communists, but not LFI. And so what the Republicans have to gain here is to look like the serious moderate ones. And it's definitely the image of the party has always had. The mainstream right-wing parties always portray themselves as responsible, having been in power many times. And so what they're hoping to gain from this is a lot more influence. They might even get one of their key figures, one of their key leaders, as maybe not prime minister, but a minister of economy or minister of interior, which is in charge of security and police. So what they're hoping for is that Macron will nominate somebody that is going to lead that broad coalition. But the big issue with this, of course, is that they're hoping for the Socialist Party, which is which is one of the key components of a new Popular Front, to give in, to abandon the front, and to join this sort of broad coalition.
Macronovi načrti o veliki koaliciji pa niso brez osnove. Ajolfi pojasni, da se znotraj nove ljudske fronte pojavljajo različne ideje, kako preseči mejo 289 glasov podpore. Posledica tega je tudi imenovanje Lucy Casté za premiersko kandidatko. Casté je dosedaj zasedala različna višja uradniška mesta, trenutno pa opravlja funkcijo direktorice financ na pariški občini. Poleg tega, da ne nosi nobene strankarske izkaznice, je širši javnosti tudi dokaj neznana.
What is going on is an uneasy but surprisingly steady alliance. It took a lot, as we could see right after the elections, they struggled to come up with a name of someone to lead the new Popular Front, because there is inside, I would say, like the main divide. Of course, there's four members of this part of the new Popular Front: La France Insoumise, the Socialist Party, the Communist Party, and the Greens. But let's say that the Communists and Greens are, let's say, the weaker members of the alliance. So the main opposition is an opposition between the Socialist Party and which had a much bigger score and also was on a sort of forward momentum thanks to the result of the European elections. And then La France Insoumise. So these are the main two contenders. And these two are quite divided about what to do in terms of, on pretty much every political line, I would say that there is some division. But the main one would be, do we want to rule in coalition, do we want to stay solid and remain strongly within the confines of the program? And I think this is why, in the end, they chose someone that was relatively unknown, Lucy Casté. Most French people hadn't heard of her until her name was put forward, because they wanted someone that would not be too closely aligned to either France Insoumise or to the Socialist Party.
Po mnenju sogovornika bo vlogo jezička na tehtnici igrala stranka socialistov, ki je del nove ljudske fronte. Na volitvah je stranka zasedla drugo mesto po številu glasov med članicami fronte. Kljub temu se v stranki pojavlja opozicija, ki je usmerjena bolj proti Macronu kot Mélenchonu.
Socialist Party is still led by this call it unionist strategy leader, so Olivier Faure, who is very much in favor of keeping the Popular Front united. But he only narrowly won his latest internal elections, and he's facing stiff opposition. So if the Socialist Party leadership would change, it's a possibility that they would break away from the Popular Front, and then this would open the way to the grand coalition that Macron and the Republicans are hoping for. So I think this is where a lot of the upcoming events are going to unfold. It's within the Socialist Party. Will they hold to a unionist, strongly left-wing line, or will they go back to a more moderate line?
Sredinske stranke bodo naredile vse, da bi se nova vlada čim manj pomaknila izven njihove cone obdobja. Toda nepokorna Francija se ne da. Mélenchon je za 7. september že pozval ljudstvo na ulice v obrambo demokracije. Offside je pripravil Tilan.
Offside Radio Student.